Welcome to NeuroNerds, a podcast where we discuss the neuroscience behind behavior and cognition. Today's podcast is brought to you by Brain Blitz Entertainment. Brain Blitz, what's your brain doing? If you're like me, everything going on in the world today probably has you a little frazzled. In fact, you might find it difficult to focus on your school or work activities. Maybe when you sit down to do some work, you suddenly find yourself Googling pioneer cooking tips and patterns for tea towel masks. Well, the good news is, if you've experienced this, you're not alone. Experiencing off-task thoughts, or mind wandering, is pretty common, and there are a number of neuromarkers that tells us when a person might be engaging in mind wandering. For example, in a 2008 study by Smallwood and colleagues, researchers used an EEG marker known as the P300 to identify whether undergraduate students were mind wandering on an attention task. The P300 is a time-sensitive neural marker that occurs 300 milliseconds after a person sees a stimulus with meaning, so something like a number. The results from this study showed that during periods of mind wandering, the amplitude or height of the P300 was actually smaller compared to when people were on task and focusing. So what does this mean? Basically, it's a neural marker that suggests your paying attention gets weaker when you mind wander.
Wow.
And that's pretty cool. But wait a second. There's more. Other neural markers of being off task have also been identified using EEG. So when you catch yourself daydreaming about sourdough starters when you're supposed to be doing your math homework, you're actually showing a different neural pattern. What's more, it's not just that you're showing a different pattern, it's the shift in pattern that's really indicative of mind wandering. More specifically, it's the relationship between slow-wave theta frequencies and fast beta frequencies that shifts, depending on whether you're engaging with a cognitive task, like writing your podcast script, or mind wandering. So the theta-beta ratio of frontal regions has actually been shown to increase during mind wandering compared to when you're focusing your attention. That means if you're focused on a cognitive task, your theta-beta ratio is low. But when you drift off and start thinking about other topics, that ratio increases. It's important to note that a lot of this research has taken place in younger adults.
Oh, damn!
And that makes us wonder, what about older individuals?
Thank you for being a friend.
Because we see age-related decline in controlled cognitive processes, some researchers have suggested that maybe older adults may be off task and mind-wandering more than their younger counterparts. But interestingly, asking older adults seems to say the opposite. That is to say that older adults self-report less mind wandering than younger adults. And I hear what you're saying. Maybe you think that older adults are simply unaware of their mind wandering tendencies. If they can't focus, maybe they can't tell that they're mind wandering. But here's the thing. Eye tracking measures taken during reading tasks have actually helped to confirm that older adults' reports of not being off task is accurate. So why the discrepancy in the literature? Well, it turns out that often when researchers are attempting to assess whether participants are on or off task, they typically give three choices. You may report being on task, tuned out, or completely zoned out. So as you can see, these categories are quite vague, and it might be difficult for people to properly categorize their thoughts, especially because they don't cover things like stress or performance anxiety. So for example, imagine that you're performing a difficult task, and you know that people are judging you based on your responses. You may have thoughts like, oh no, did I just make a mistake? Or, oh, they're going to think I'm stupid. But how would you categorize those thoughts? You might still report that you're on task because you're still thinking about things related to the task, but there's a very big difference between worrying about a task and performing a task. Thoughts that are related to the task but aren't actually involved in performing the task are known as task-related interference. So the worry that you feel when you're trying to perform on a math test is actually task-related interference. But that still leaves us with a lot of questions. What's actually going on with older adults? Well, lucky for you, there's a project in the work that aims to find out. Researchers at the Neurocognitive Aging Lab of Brock University are addressing this very question. They want to explore whether older adults are actually mind-wandering or if they might be experiencing task-related interference. The task itself has been used to elicit mind wandering in younger adults. That means it's fairly boring. So older adults are coming into the lab, and these participants are asked to press a response key if they see a number between 0 and 9 on a computer screen. They're also told to withhold responses if they see the letter X. Pretty boring stuff. In keeping with previous research, while participants perform the task, thought probes will randomly pop up on the screen. This allows researchers to assess what a participant is thinking about in real time rather than thinking back on it later. What's important about this study is that participants are given 8 thought categories instead of 3, and some of these categories implicitly address task-related interference, such as performance worry and stress. The researchers in the Campbell Lab also have a host of questionnaires that are aimed to assess participants' cognitive functioning as well as their stress response. While testing is ongoing, the behavioral data from this project already looks promising. So far, older adults are reporting less actual off-task mind wandering than younger adults and more task-related interference. In addition to the behavioral version of this study, researchers are currently running an EEG version where they'll be able to look at some of the neural markers, such as the P300 and theta-beta ratios that we talked about earlier. Researchers expect that this will help them better categorize the thoughts that older adults are experiencing while they're performing cognitive tasks. More specifically, it's expected that older adults will show less neural evidence of mind wandering on trials where they're reporting task-related interference. With this kind of data, researchers suggest that they may see attenuation of the P300 and less of an increase in theta-beta ratio in frontal regions of older adults who are experiencing task-related interference. Now, if you remember from before, attenuation of the P300 suggests that older adults are experiencing mind wandering. So why would we see an increase in this if they're not mind wandering? Well, task-related interference is thought to be a result of extraneous thoughts. So while you're worrying about your task performance, you're probably not actually paying attention to what you should be paying attention to. Think of it this way. If paying attention to the number or the letter on the screen elicits a large P300 and mind wandering elicits a small P300, maybe task-related interference will hit somewhere in the middle. You might also wonder why researchers are expecting to see less of an increase in the frontal theta-beta ratio. Well, recall that increases in this ratio are associated with mind wandering. That is to say that something that's less cognitively demanding results in an increase in theta-beta ratio in the frontal region. However, in this situation, participants may be worried or stressed about their performance. Worry and stress are cognitively demanding, and therefore they will likely exhibit a different neural pattern compared to true mind wandering. And therein lies the really cool thing about this study. Researchers will be able to categorize thoughts across all 8 of those thought probe categories. This means that they're going to be able to compare the P300 and theta-beta ratios across task-unrelated thoughts, or true mind wandering, task-related interference, that's stress and performance worry, and when individuals are actually on task. So as we can see, this work is really going to help to explore what's going on when you're having trouble staying on task. And importantly, we're going to get a lot of valuable information about how such phenomena change as we cross the lifespan. Well, that's it for us here today. So when you sit down to do some work from home tasks and you find yourself mind wandering to all the stressful events going on around you, remember, it's totally normal. Stressful events often result in off-task thoughts and trouble concentrating. Thanks for tuning in today, and thank you to Brain Blitz Entertainment for sponsoring this podcast. We certainly wouldn't have done it without them.